Wongarali Madji Nu. This is Sunday Brunch with Kim Hun on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
So Abdul, how would you classify and describe your vision impairment?
I can't really see many details, say depth, height. I can't see things that are far, things that are close I can't see either, or really anything much for that matter. It's basically just a blur, to be honest. Legally blind is 6x60. For me, I have 6x144 and 6x180.
Is that better or worse than legally blind or...
That's
different.
Way worse than legally blind. A really easy way that people can test this for themselves, like even like just go somewhere around the house, say you pick up an object of any sort, put it down somewhere, stand 30 meters away from it. Whatever you see from 30 meters is what I will see from 1 meter.
And have you lived with that your whole life, or has it gotten worse as you've got a bit older?
It gets worse as I grow older, because I've been born with the condition, but at first it wasn't as bad. So I didn't hit legally blind until I was like grade one or grade two.
Yep. And Mo, I'd love to know from you, what's your vision impairment like, Mo?
It's pretty similar to Abdul, except it's a little less. I don't know how much mine is, though. I got it when I was 5, and when I got 7, it got more worse. And then technically, like when I start getting older, it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Well, what does it mean to you then, Mo? How do you feel about it? Is it like a huge deal? Is it everything in your life, or is it just part of life?
It's just a part of life. Like, you get used to it pretty easily.
And what about you, Abdul?
It used to be a huge deal for me, because I always used to think that because of the vision impairment, I wouldn't really be able to do as much as I actually wanted. I always thought that I'd, like, have a major setback from other people. Turns out that isn't actually true, like, at all. I can still do what everyone else can do. It's just my approach is a little different to other people. I take a different route to things than other people.
That's incredible. And your skateboard too. Abdul, how did you get into this skateboarding as a vision impaired young fella?
I used to watch TV. I can't really remember the name of the movie, but in one of the scenes, there was a guy skateboarding and I'm like, oh, you know what? That's actually really cool. So I asked my dad if like he could buy me a skateboard and he's like, okay, sure, we'll buy you a skateboard. So he gives me a skateboard.
Wait up. So he was fine with getting you a skateboard even though you're legally blind times three.
Basically, yeah. He's like, you know what? Screw it. So I was still about 6x60, maybe 6x70 then. He got me a skateboard. I tried riding and failed miserably. I didn't like fall or anything, but I did get a shock. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to skateboard for the rest of my life. And then like a few years later, we went to our cousin's house. He lives in Sydney. His name's Najam. He's a really great guy. And he's the one that actually got me into skateboarding. Because he had a skateboard lying around. And I'm like, hey, can you teach me? And we learned in like 15 to 30 minutes. It was actually a really quick session.
You learned to skateboard. You're vision impaired. I don't want to make a big deal of that. But you're vision impaired and you learned to skateboard in just a few minutes.
I mean, yeah, basically. He's like, just get on. Put your foot on, practice pushing. When you get comfortable with that, put your back foot on. Just get used to like riding it around. The next day, we had to go to the grocery store and it was a walking distance. So I just grabbed the skateboard. I'm like, I'm going to ride. And then I just like carried it around with me everywhere, like the next few months, just to like get good at riding. And then over time, I actually improved quite a lot.
What does it feel like?
It feels awesome. Because at first, I did like say to my cousin, are you sure I'm going to be able to do this? I have a vision impairment. He's like, that doesn't have anything to do with anything. It's like, who cares if you have a vision impairment? Just go do it. It's not that big of a deal. If other people can do it, then so can you.
And Mo, what's great about it, Mo? What do you like about skateboarding?
It feels really good. You just feel like you're a part of the skating community.
Abdul, I know I've seen you at the skate park. You use your stick, or is it a special stick? Describe
the
stick
that
you... That's a cane, yeah. It's got a big ball at the end. Is that just your normal?
Yeah, it does. No, there's two different versions of it. There's big ball and then the small ball. It doesn't really matter what ball you put on. You can put on any ball and any cane. But the reason we use the big ball is because to help it like run over stuff more easily when I'm walking around. And then I decided to start doing it in the skate park as well, to like help me feel out the ramps and stuff before I actually try something.
So you've got the cane with the big ball and you're on the skateboard and you're going up and down the ramps.
Basically, yeah. This like looks really weird in front of people. And a lot of people might say like, if I wasn't doing this with the cane, they'd say that I'm just goofing around. But really, I'm like just judging the ramp where basically I walk up it, then I walk down it just to see like how it kind of falls in. And then I use my cane as well to like feel it around, measure it out, just like getting every angle I can, trying to find like that spot that I'm going to go up. Then I just get on my skateboard, push up, use my cane to like give me a quick warning when I'm like there or almost there so that I can like prepare myself to go up or down it.
So you're judging every angle. That's how you see, isn't it? That's how you see and that's how you
basically
feel.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And so have you ever got things wrong, Mo, and you've had a big stack? You've had a fall?
Yes. I have, when I was trying to learn a trick called the shove it, I fell like nearly 10 times in a row, but I was fine.
What kept you going?
It's just a part of skateboarding. Yeah, because they say practice makes perfect.
And can you do that trick now? What's it called?
It's called the shove it. I still can't do it.
But you're still practicing?
Yeah.
And Abdul, how what's your approach to falling? Do you do it often? Is it just part of skateboarding?
Falling is a part of skateboarding. It is scary at first. Say after a fall, I can't skateboard for maybe like an hour because I'd still be in shock from the fall. Like even though it wouldn't hurt, my brain would just go paranoid of, oh, you could have got hurt. You could have got hurt. You could have got hurt for like an hour. And then I'd calm down and then just reapproach the same thing. But instead with like a much calmer and more neutral approach. Because I did almost fall. This was, I think, a few weeks back when I went to the skate park. There was a quarter pipe, and it's like one where I went up it and then down it. Basically, what they call a rock to fakie. You go up it, like you ride up it, and then you just let yourself fall back down. But I like misjudged the like speed that I had to go on. So I went way too fast, and my skateboard kind of like flew out in front of me. I caught it with like my back foot to stop it from going any further, and then I brought it back. I'm like, okay, you know what? This seems like a really cool trick. I'll try riding down. So I leaned back to go down, but like my balance was horrible. Because I had no idea, like, how far I had to lean. So I almost ended up falling, but I managed to save myself. But my skateboard went from one side of the skate park to the other.
Oh, what a story, Abdul Sayed, vision-impaired skateboarder.
Yeah. Another thing about falling, though, is that all legends fall before rising. Mindset is everything. If you say you can't do it, then you're never going to be able to do it. If you say you can do it, doubt all of the doubters. If anyone told you you can't do it, and you say, nah, I'm going to do it, you can do it 100%. Just firstly, number one, make your plan, okay? Plan it out. Number two, make a route for yourself. Just because something works for someone else doesn't mean it's going to work for you. But that also means you can't make a few tweaks to make it work for you.
Yeah, that's so smart. That's so gnarly and awesome. Thank you, Abdul. You're just champion, mate. And thank you, Mo. Really great to have you on Sunday Brunch and inspirational stuff. And really, really top advice. Thank you, Mo.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks, Abdul.
Thank you so much, man. This is a great opportunity.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.